please. 342.
Grant revocable permits to the Portland Rose Festival Foundation to perform activities relating to Portland Rose Festival annual celebration from May 25 through June 10, 2018.
Are you taking this first?
I'll take it.
Nick Fish?
Thank you, Mayor. It's my honor and Commissioner Salzman's honor to formally bring this ordinance before council. Each year, the Portland Rose Festival Foundation comes before us to seek permits so that it can put on the world's best festival of its kind. And that's what's before us today. Jeff Curtis is going to walk us through the request, but the particular permits relate to the Grand Floral Parade, the Junior Parade, the Starlight Parade, and the use of Tom McCall Waterfront Park and some street closures. I think we should acknowledge, as we welcome our friends from the Portland Rose Festival Foundation, that not only is this a internationally recognized event that they plan and execute, but it also generates a lot of revenue for the city, and by some estimates brings in about $75 million a year, which is why I have felt so strongly about including in our annual budgets some contribution back, recognizing the service that the foundation does as our officially recognized festival. They're not just any festival. In 2010, we made them our official festival. So here to walk us through the request is Jeff Curtis, the indefatigable executive director. Welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, Mayor Wheeler, distinguished council. It's my honor to be in front of you today, and Commissioner Salzman, thank you for your leadership of PBOT and support of the festival, and as this ordinance came by, and Allison Madsen at PBOT and the staff for making this annual tradition of coming in front of council and getting this permit on board moving forward. I get the honor of being up here to represent a great organization, a not-for-profit organization that does the work for Portland in the context of producing a celebration for Portland as your official festival. But behind me is a core group of volunteers and staff that are really the heavy lifters that make it happen. Most notably, Brett Baker is with us this morning. He's our current president of our board. And taking the reins in just a few months, in October, Terry Bowles-Atherton is also joining us this morning. Volunteer leaders, passionate about this organization and the mission that we serve. Then the details and ultimately the product of the street that ends up on the streets, led by Marilyn Clint and her staff, producing world-class parades as well as a waterfront presentation. Those are the people, the front lines of an organization of some 3,000 volunteers. The nature of this presentation is ultimately is about the reality of making it happen. Actually, the coursework making it happen. We'll be here in about a month with the court to tell you the details and share with you the ultimate experience of this year's festival. I just want to provide some context to the meaning from the Rose Festival Foundation of this ordinance. The theme this year, I will say, is Play Happy. And we're going to press the button on play in about 6 weeks. But this ordinance is the key, kind of the keys to get rev up the engine. It allows us to finalize our planning and ultimately what I think most, and Allison can speak to this because she coordinates this, is it mobilizes the city in a unified front to put our best foot forward, to bring our citizens together under the theme of Play Happy this year and welcome the world to Portland for a 3-week period of time. And this ordinance and your support of that is what gets that, makes that happen. And it's not forgotten on me after 14 years of doing this that this is an important day for us, council, for you to take this item up. Prior councils for 111 years have had the same duty and responsibility, and I really do appreciate it. Allison, I know from a PBOT perspective, I'll allow you to share.
Yeah, that's a little hard to follow. There's not much more I can add. We do have just about every bureau in the city touching on some aspect of Rose Festival and the activities, and your support of this document does allow us to engage in the manner that we do. Happily to support this annual event. I've had the pleasure of sitting next to Jeff since 2008 up here with us, and happy to have my portion of this annual festival. So if there's any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I don't think
I think
very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
One person signed up, Robert West.
My name is Robert West, and let me be frank and clear. I enjoy the Rose Festival, and I like it. In fact, I like carrying my signs at it. What I disagree with is the permit. It's like this. If I go out and I do a protest and I have a permit, I got the police escorting me, not a problem, all that, right? But if I do a protest march without a permit, the police come out with the riot squads and beat me and my fellow marchers up. Or they pepper spray us or they hit us with gas. So as far as I look at the permit, it's legal extortion. Because you're charging these organizations, you're charging other people money for these permits. And yeah, I know you got to spend your money, you got to get money somehow. The streets in Southeast Portland are falling apart and got big old potholes and stuff. And there's been damage done to my car from those potholes and damage done to other people's cars. But look, I'm going to get back to what I'm getting to. Like I said, I like the Rose Festival. I don't like the idea that the city makes the Rose Festival people get a permit. I think it's inappropriate. Now, there's other people that say that the Rose Festival was started by the Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan and stuff like that. But the Rose Festival brings people out, people enjoy it, people have a good time. So I don't dislike the Rose Festival. I may not like how it came to being, but that's how I look at it. I mean, it's a great thing for the city, and you get merchants that come out and want to sell things and stuff like that. You know, capitalism at its best. And instead of, you know, if I was walking up the street and I was thirsty and I needed some water, of course there's no one to give me water. But if I had $1.50, I could buy some water, which is, in my opinion, pretty bad. But that's the way capitalism, and that's the way the city works. But that's basically what I wanted to say, is I'm against the permit, but I'm for the Rose Festival. So that's what I got to say.
Okay. Very good. Please call the roll.
This is a non-emergency.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mayor, I move to include an emergency clause so that we can give them a head start in getting their permits.
Good. Second, because I was ready to call the roll anyway. So thank you, Nick, for bailing me out on that one.
This is for the purpose of it's in the public interest to get their permits going as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. Please call the roll, Carla.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Permits are approved.
No, that was the emergency clause.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the amendment. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Well, this gives us an opportunity to say thank you while you're here and not next week. So to Jeff Curtis and to the A-team he brought with him today, can't wait to meet the court. And then looking forward to all the festivities this summer. Thank you for every year making our city so proud. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you to the Rose Festival for organizing all the events you do and doing it. It appears so flawless and smooth from our point of view. I'm sure it's not from yours, but it does run, and it's a big event for Portlanders. And I want to thank Allison Madsen from PBOT for all of her work in making sure that the city delivers on its deliverables to make this festival a tremendous success that it is. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for all your work. This is not only a fun time, and I think the theme of Play Happy is delightful. It's a huge economic benefit to the city, and it brings people together in a very positive way. And there's always some exercise to be involved as well, so that's always a good thing. Thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
I appreciate Commissioners Saltzman and Fish bringing this forward, and I always appreciate seeing our representatives from the Rose Festival here in council. You come a lot, and I think this is one of the most positive things that we do together as a community at a time when, frankly, we need to do more together. So you provide us the platform to get together, to interact, to learn from each other, to break down barriers, but most importantly, we just have a lot of fun. And so thank you for being ambassadors. Thank you for being conveners. Thank you for being people who lift up our community and shine a light on all the really positive and terrific things that people are doing here. I can't thank you enough. I always look forward to the Rose Festival, and this year will be no exception. I vote aye. The permits are approved. Thank you.